This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. You know, 5 years plus we've been doing this show. One of my favorite companies, Monty Hewitt Homes, is on the show today, and I always enjoy our conversations with them.
Absolutely. Monty's a great guy and builds beautiful homes and has a fantastic staff, so this will be a fun conversation.
It will be. In fact, let's get to it. We're joined today by Kelly Kingsfield, who's been on the show before. She's a chief experience officer with Monty Hewitt Homes. Kelly, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here.
No, we're glad to have you. Appreciate you making time to join us. I know you're awfully busy, so appreciate you stopping by, Kelly. Before we get into our conversation, take a few quick seconds. Tell us a bit about you, your background, and even though our audience is quite familiar with Monty Hewitt Homes, give us a quick overview.
As you said, I'm Chief Experience Officer, which means I manage sales, marketing, design, quality, and customer satisfaction for Monty.
So you do all the work that Monty takes the credit for.
You can say that. He's very good at giving me credit, though, because he's such a wonderful person. I've been with Monty for 5 years now. Really enjoy it. You know, a little bit about Monty, if you're not familiar with him. He's a Colorado native. He began his home building career in Texas before he moved to Atlanta. He's been building here in Atlanta for just a little over 20 years, and he's just a phenomenal person who runs a great home building company, which we can go more into detail on.
Absolutely. So let's talk about what makes Monty Hewitt Homes different.
I think we stand out from your typical builder. We take a very custom approach to all of our homes, even if we are building in a fairly large neighborhood at what can be a production pace. We take a very custom approach. I like to think of us as a design firm that builds homes. Monty always takes a very design approach towards everything that he does. He starts with looking for A-plus locations that are walkable and close to a lot of neighborhood amenities. And then he designs the best land plan and home that he can for that particular neighborhood. We, very typical of us, we incorporate higher-end finishes in our homes, which you usually will not find with other builders. And it just provides a unique product proposition and value that sets us apart from others.
I would agree, Carol, with the notion that they're design firm first, builder second. I mean, because that's what I come to think about when I think about Monty Hewitt Homes.
I always think about all the beautiful finishes. And, I mean, everything's so well thought out. So I guess that's, you know, for the same reason.
Yeah. A lot of times when I hand someone my business card, which is a very high design card, it's very heavy, people say, wow, this is a nice business card. And I always say, yeah, that's a Montyism right there. I mean, every detail in a home is something that Monty thinks about. You'll always see that we have very high-end door hardware, you know, very high-end doors, unique cabinets. I mean, there's just no detail that he doesn't think through.
Well, and that means a lot to me because I've lived in places that did not have high-end doors. And then when I lived in a place that did, boy, what a difference it makes in terms of just how you feel about your home and the comfort. I mean, that's what Monty Hewitt's all about. So we have a number of new communities to talk about. Let's start off with St. Andrews. Tell us all about that.
So St. Andrews is a new community. It has 32 homes in it, some single family, some townhomes. It is on East Andrews in Buckhead, very close to the intersection of West Paces and East Andrews. Incredible, incredible product. A wide assortment of plans and just something that's very different. Obviously, it's very walkable. You can get to, you know, your block from Whole Foods, your 2.5 blocks from Buckhead, Atlanta, just a lot of walkability and neighborhood amenities. One of the most exciting things about St. Andrews right at this moment is 2 weeks ago, we opened a brand new model in our Pineland plan. I believe it's one of the best models we've ever done.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you've got to go see it. I think the word that best sums up this model in this home is sexy.
Wow.
It is really, really incredible from the full height steel windows and steel doors to the reclaimed wood that wraps the fireplace. And the kitchen is to die for. You've got to go see it. at St. Andrews were priced from the high 700s up to 2.5 million.
Okay. Well, a sexy model. I'm in. I have to check that out. All right. Kelly, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Kelly Kingsfield, the Chief Experience Officer with Monty Hewitt Homes.
So, St. Andrews sounds phenomenal, but I know you've got some other lovely in-town communities. Let's talk a little bit about Ansley at Piedmont.
So, Ansley at Piedmont is located in the heart of Ansley Park. Again, another very walkable community. We have townhomes there that are 4,500 square feet, so a lot of home. We're directly across from Piedmont Park and Botanical Gardens.
Nice.
You know, we're walkable to restaurants, the Beltline. It's just an amazingly convenient location. These homes offer private rear courtyards with loggias, so you have a wonderful outdoor space, large three-car garage, which is actually unique for Ansley Park.
Mm-hmm.
And each home has a carriage house
behind
it. So you've got a great space with a kitchen and bathroom. And, you know, whether that's for someone who's visiting or a child who's home from college, or you make it your office, it also overlooks the outdoor courtyard. So it's a really great proposition right in the heart of Ansley.
Wow. A carriage house and a three-car garage.
That sounds phenomenal.
In Ansley, yeah.
In Ansley, I love that area.
What a great location.
Almost like a different life. I used to work at the Botanical Garden as their PR director. So, Boy, I would have loved to have been able to live in Ansley and just walk to work.
Yeah, you could have. Yeah, we're right across the street. Yeah.
That's lovely. What's the price point?
We start at 1.3 at Ansley at Piedmont.
Very nice.
Boy, stunning area. You know, I would love to have the battle between Mrs. Schnick and I who would get the carriage house, and I know that I'd lose. So, so far I can't decide between those first two. Let's get into this third new community and see if that tips the balance. So Chastain Place, tell us all about that.
So Chastain Place, if you're from Atlanta, if you know a lot about Atlanta, you know how wonderful Chastain Park is.
Mm-hmm.
So Chastain Place is an enclave of four homes that are walkable to Chastain Park. We are literally on the road that connects to the amphitheater. So we are, you know, within walking distance of the park, the amphitheater, Horseradish Grill, the tennis courts, the pool. The community there, the neighborhood is really an amazing amenity. We have a home that completes next week. It's 5 bedrooms, 7.5 baths. It has 2 covered porches, an outdoor kitchen, outdoor dining, outdoor fireplace, and has a beautiful, beautiful space designed for a pool. So just an amazing opportunity. You know, inventory is low in Chastain Park.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the Warren T. Jackson School District, which is very sought after, one of the highest ranked elementary schools in the state of Georgia. So it's a great opportunity. Yeah, we look forward to people visiting us there.
I love Chastain Park. And just think about, you could walk to the amphitheater to hear all those great summer concerts, or have a picnic, or walk the dog, or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, Monty did it again. I don't know where you keep finding these great locations, and I can't decide of the three which one is most appealing to me. They all sound outstanding. That's great stuff. So any specials or incentives on any of all this that we ought to be aware of?
Yeah, we actually have incentives running in almost every one of our locations. We have 7 locations, and we have incentives from $20,000 up to $40,000 currently through December, and that is on any of our Ready Now homes. So things that can close by the end of December, if you visit our website, you'll see our incentives that are on any of our completed inventory.
What a great opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You could be in a beautiful Monty Hewitt home by the new year.
Yeah. I don't know. I want to figure out how to get my hands on that sexy model. That's the one I want. It sounds great. All right. Well, Kelly, 2016 ending on a high note. and all these great communities that you just talked about. Looks like 2017 is going to be a great year as well.
It will be. It will be. We've got some exciting projects that will be opening up in 2017. One that I'm really excited about is Land and Pine, which is on Lakeland. Lakeland is just off of Roswell Road across the street from Peachtree Presbyterian Church. So it's not far from St. Andrews.
Right.
It's set back off of Lakeland. It's nestled away. So it's a very quiet, private enclave of townhomes, but right in the heart of the city. Mm-hmm. You really can't beat the location. Very walkable. It's in the Sarah Smith School District, mm-hmm. another highly ranked elementary school. So we're really excited about that. One other location we have opening up is the park at Historic Roswell, which is just off of Canton Street, a block off of Canton Street in Roswell. And so you're right at all of the hustle and bustle restaurants, art galleries of Roswell. Such a convenient location to 400 to get mm-hmm. to the airport or to town. You know, there's not a lot of opportunities left that close to Canton Street and Roswell. So we're really excited about what we have to offer there. We'll be starting the park at Historic Roswell. We'll start in the 500. So it's
wow,
a great value.
Price.
Yeah, great.
Boy,
value.
You're right. I mean, we've talked a lot about some interesting opportunities in and around that area, but there's not much left.
No.
So that's a.
No,
that's a.
There's not.
And boy, if you're going to grab one of the last parcels of good stuff there, it would, ought to be a money here at home.
Right? Exactly.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Callie, we're about out of time. I have some shopping to do, it sounds like. So before we let you go, should anyone have any questions, how can they find you and where can they learn more about Monty Hewitt Homes, of course, but then St. Andrews, Ansley, Piedmont, and Chastain Place as well?
Yeah, the best way to reach out to us is MontyHewittHomes.com, and you can look at all of our locations there. And via MontyHewittHomes.com, you can find direct contact to any of our agents in any of our locations. So please visit us.
All right. Kelly Kingsfield, the Chief Experience Officer with Monty Hewitt Homes. As always, good to see you. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you.
All right. That wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guest, Kelly Kingsfield, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.